ready?
Yep.
Do we know what the fuck we're doing?
Nope.
All right, good. I'd hate for us to start now.
Yeah. Especially because, which one we do? Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to Shwer Reading Dirty Books, our special series of Shwer Talking Fantasy Football. This is Saylet.
And this is Kalina.
And I may sound happy, but I am not.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, guys.
And
the worst thing
sick.
In the world happened. Literally the worst thing in the world. There's not millions dying in Yemen right now. None of that is as bad as us losing in our fantasy football league.
We made it to the playoffs with the final six.
For the final eight.
A final eight. We're hoping it was the final six for next season. The final eight, we went up against John, and due to really not putting in Dak, we lost. We lost, you guys. Well, I mean, we're still number one just because we've got highest points and the best record, but we fucking lost to a guy who barely fucking made it into the playoffs.
Barely made it into the playoffs.
By the skin of his fucking teeth, guys. And he beat us. He
by 10 fucking points.
Fucking beat us. So, needless to say, we're heartbroken.
It's all over.
We kind of want to burn down the trophy and send everybody bits and pieces of the body
we
parts.
We just declare ourselves winner and fuck the rest of them.
I can take that trophy and literally put our names on it for the rest of the season.
And we won. We won. We won.
Trophy literally says... Bitch slap.
We won.
We won.
Ew. We won.
So it's devastating news, but you know, we've got plans for next season. We're going to keep going.
Got plans.
Now we're determined to come in fifth.
Well, that's the best we can do. So I'm determined that we're fucking going to do it.
So I mean,
I'm doing everything I can to literally. We didn't have our best game, obviously. One fatal flaw of having Cam Newton instead of Dak Shepard.
Yeah.
Dak Shepard.
He's not a
That's
person.
An actor.
Who's Dak Shepard?
The guy married to Kristen Bell. Dax Shepard.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of Dak Prescott. Anyway, regardless. but even so, our score would have beat everybody else in the playoffs, except for Ben and John.
Yep. Which means we wouldn't...
We still should fucking be playing in the playoffs. We are better than them.
Hate it.
There are three teams in the playoffs right now.
That have worse scores than us.
No, there's only two in the playoffs that have worse scores than us last week.
Well...
It's both Hemingways.
It is both the Hemingways. Dan and I were literally talking about it. Maybe not on the recording, but we were like, how cool would it be if the three Hemingways made it in there? And, you know, you by association would be a Hemingway. But I was like, dude, I'm all for that. I'm all fucking for that. Because if that would have happened, I think our chances of getting first was fucking cert. Like, we would have gotten it.
Oh, we were supposed to win this
We were supposed to win this fucking season.
This season we're supposed to win. This week, last week wasn't supposed to happen.
No.
It is all
that
bullshit.
Was dumb luck. Fucking Blakey? Barkey? Blarkey?
Saquon Barkley.
Barkey. Sorry. So I meant no disrespect there. I just couldn't remember his name.
Saquon Barkley from
fucking
the Giants.
Killed it. He killed it. Yeah. I did not appreciate that.
No one did.
At all.
I mean, our team played fucking good. Like, the Bears defeated the Rams on Sunday night. The defense fucking put up almost 30 points for us. Like, it was amazing. They stopped Gurley. Our mm-hmm. opponent, John, has Gurley.
Yep.
He should have gotten
yep.
a fucking 20 points, and he got 5.
Yep.
It was bullshit that our one fucking... And the whole week... I sat there and I stared at that fantasy lineup and I was like, I don't trust Cam this week. I don't trust Cam this week. I think I should put in Dak. Cam isn't going to do it for us this week. It's too iffy. And every time I ran the numbers, I put it into Yahoo and I said, compare these players. Tell mm-hmm. me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It always said, you have to play Cam. It's stupid not to play Cam. Well, Fuck you, Yahoo. Fuck it was you. Really stupid not to listen to my gut and take Cam out of the fucking lineup and play Dak.
We play all gut next year. We have to go with our gut feeling. That's just how it's got to go. We did that a couple of times this season. We're like, should have put this guy in, should have put that guy in. Next time we say should have put that guy in and we still have a chance to change him, let's put him in. No, it might backfire and say, oh, shouldn't have put that guy in.
I know. But no, we were so close this year. And it just hurts. It hurts so much worse than all of the years that we never even made it to the playoffs.
Because then at that point, it was just still kind of fun. We were playing for the losers bullshit. Bracket. I mean, at that point, you were only playing for $100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that you could get the hoagie and come back in for a second overall pick.
Yeah. No. But
I literally, like, I wasn't crying or anything, but I was
almost in tears.
I almost did. I was the meanest sad person, or the saddest mean person, whichever way you want to see it. But Dan was like, I think I need to leave her alone and just be by herself for a while. He didn't talk to me for a couple of hours. And then I started a conversation with him before bed. He was like, oh, okay. And we started talking. He's like, I just didn't think you were, like, in the mood to talk. I'm like, I'm not.
Because my team left and it's upsetting. But
yep, and Colleen and I have the same MO. I mean, we just kind of like swept it, not really under the rug. We let it hang in.
But we just didn't mention it to each other for like a week. Because I couldn't talk about it. I was pissed. No,
it was just the saddest thing. Did I make you that scarf?
Yes. It looks
so familiar. Yes,
the striped one?
Yeah,
you did.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sidebar. But anyway, we had a good year. We had a good run.
It was good. It was still a lot of fun. Oh my god, it was so much fun.
It was probably the best year. Obviously.
Obviously. It does hurt to fucking lose. Yeah.
I think having this podcast and having the support of our friends.
Nobody listens to
our
this.
Not listeners.
Nobody.
But even to be able to express ourselves and talk about what we think we know about football on here, or at least on my part. I think it was a lot of fun on that. So I think we'll continue to do it next year. And we're going to get there, guys. We're going to fucking win this shit. It's going to happen.
I'm just sad.
I know. It is so sad. So this is going to be our last episode for the season, I think. No, for the football season. We're talking fantasy football.
No, I feel like we should tell them who ends up winning.
I say fuck that guy. And...
Okay, you guys don't need to know. We'll let you know next year when we come back for the fucking draft.
So do you remember last season?
9 months from now.
We didn't win.
We'll get back in touch with you 9 months from now when we draft in September.
Okay. Well, maybe we can interview the winner. Unless it's John. I don't want to fucking talk to him. Fuck that guy.
Or Ben.
Oh.
I'm not talking to Ben. Go I don't want to talk off. To
Ben either. Okay, if it's Dan or Peter, we can interview Also, they're more accessible.
Yeah. You live with one of them and the other one's down the street. Pretty easily accessible. Yep. All right, guys. That was all fantasy.
Yep. But thank you for your support. And I guess. Okay. So we'll do one more recording with the.
Maybe. I don't feel like it anymore.
This season. But yeah.
Next year we have to sabotage them all.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We're going to spike their drinks with sucralose and diarrhea medicine. Sorry, I'm trying to say that without like... sounding like a true bad guy. What is like a laxative? There we go.
Yeah, a laxative.
That way they'll all have to poop at the same time. And... they've got 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We choose for them.
We like choose you for all them. Picked a kicker in the first round. Bye.
You got 2 kickers in a row.
Everyone took kicker defense round 1 and 2.
You guys suck.
I don't know why you would do that. That's a bad plan. That's okay. We got all the running backs and wide receivers.
You got a guy that wasn't even drafted. We just wrote his name in.
All right. Bye, guys. I hope your leagues went better.
Yes. All right. See you later.
Yeah, you've been listening to Reading Dirty Books with Galena and Saylette. Be sure to tune into the next episode. Get some more of your dirty books read to you. And if you're listening on a format that allows you to give a rating, please do that for them.